This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Man, did you come on a good day? If you don't believe me, ask my dog Yogi, because he has been preached this message to. He knows. And I've been wanting to preach this thing for how long, Candy? Almost a year? I mean, it's in me. And I said, I'm going to preach it. Mama go, wait, we want to put that on television. Let's premiere that thing on TV. And then, which we're going to do, and that was supposed to come, and the attack came on me. And then I'm going to preach it. First time we preach a senior pastor's, I'm going to preach it. That attack came, and I have been, it's just been in me. And it is a, let me tell you something now. Y'all are going to have to really, really, really stretch your, not imaginations, but your perspective. Because this will step right on religious toes. Oh, it'll smash religious toes. But this is a healing church, and we can heal those toes. Amen. Man, what a revelation. It's a revelation. Don't you like revelations? Does anybody in here like Revelation? Praise God. Well, all this started with the very first time, and it came full circle. It started with the statement when I was preaching, and God mandated me to preach on the undefeated church. He said, I want them to understand that I made them in my image, and I've never lost. And I don't know about you, but never losing, that's cool. I mean, yeah, can we really comprehend that? You never lose. Guess what? He tried to take me out with the flu. He didn't win. It's not over. Say it ain't over. It ain't over. So we don't lose. Jesus didn't lose. God didn't lose. And so he started out, and he told me to go back and look what I told you to start that teaching out with. In anything, or you can say everything, God said, it's your perception of the situation that makes the difference. Now this is true for anybody on anything. You can say or look at it like the glass is half full or it's half empty. Do you know anybody half empty people or half full people? All right. Or you can say, hey, well, if you look at it this way, there's always somebody trying to get a different perspective. I remember Keith Moore, when he was our pastor, he had came up with these statistics that doctors who worked with cancer patients. Now, we're not talking about Christians. And he said, the one high number, 80% of the ones who defeat cancer are the ones who came in and said, it will not beat me. They had that attitude. Are you with me? So there is, but the other percentage of, oh no, I have cancer. Oh, no, they said that was, they were, you know, quick death or whatever. So it was all about the perspective. Do you believe that or not? So if you believe this, then if we change our perception, then we can change. All right? Y'all are in agreement with that? Now, I just recently, God is so good, he had me hear this on the radio. And it was a top doctor, and they were just talking about all of his accolades and all these other things. And he said, now listen to this. Watch this perception. And it has a lot to do with what you're about to hear, this revelation. And he said, our drug problem in America is because we didn't lay the proper background and foundation for our children when they get to the age of learning about what drugs does to you. He said, what we've done over the years is from birth to sixth grade, We tell them about drugs, don't do drugs. Drugs, don't do drugs. That's all we do. Say no, whatever. He said, it's truth, but it's the wrong background. He used the word background. You can say foundation, background. I like the word background, that they don't have the proper background. He said, what we should have done, now everybody listen to this, what we should have done and should do now is from birth to sixth grade, never mention drugs. Now here comes the religious tote. You're about to get this here in a minute spiritually, how we've been trained wrong. And the Bible says, train up your child in the way he should. We haven't been trying, now, and so we grow older in the church, and it's hard to change that perception. Because we hadn't been given the proper background to it. Are you with me? Okay, he said, you should never mention drugs. Only thing you should mention to that child from birth to sixth grade is how important the brain is. Are y'all getting this now? You just their whole lives talk about how important that brain controls the whole body. And that's why you're going to wear a helmet to protect it when you ride your bicycle or any sports, and you protect it. That brain is everything, man. It's your health. It's your, so that background's being laid and formed. Are y'all getting this? And then all of a sudden, when they get to the proper age, you tell them, you introduce drugs, and how an enemy, and how crucial this is against your brain. Now, all of a sudden, what happens? Oh, what? My whole life I've learned how precious this brain is. Drugs? No, it would be easy for them to perceive. Are y'all getting this or not? But in the church, revelation will come and things will come, and we have not had the proper background, and the Bible says to train up a child in the way he should go. Now, I believe we've missed it from what I'm getting in this area, and I believe believers are struggling with changing their perception because of the background wasn't laid properly. But, praise God, God has given us revelation. And what is revelation? Revelation is something that is beyond your sense knowledge, okay? It comes right from God to our spirit, all right? It doesn't come through our senses. Revelation is not something that's finished. It's just revealing something that's already there, okay? So an example, if I have something covered up with a sheet right here, and I pull off the sheet slowly, it wasn't that whatever was underneath there wasn't there. It just hadn't been revealed yet. Okay, now get this. So everything God has, everything God is going to do for you has already been done, just needs to be revealed. And that is revelation. And today, don't worry about, well, I'm this age now, and how hard is it going to be for me to learn what you're about to teach me and all of that. And when God reveals it, I mean, it's revelation. Amen. And that's powerful stuff when it's straight from God. So God is going to pull the sheets off something today. And I believe with all my heart, when he first told me this, and I shared it with you and a couple others, that I believe that it's for the whole world. And I believe we are going to be known as that church that lives in this revelation and practices this and knows this. And they're those people. And I believe it's going to go worldwide television. I think it's going to go on every radio set, every television set in the world. I'm not sitting here confessing. I'm telling you, it is a principle and a law that God set into action and that everybody lives by or doesn't live by. And so the cover is about to come off. He said this principle that he's pulling off is a perception of the champion. This is the champion perception. And it always produces benefit. Now, that's a good thing, isn't it? Always fruit, always harvest, always blessings, always his goodness, always promises follow when you live under this principle. The Lord said it is the principal law for the abundant, victorious living. So is anybody ready to change? Are you ready for your perception to change? Well, how did this come about? I'm going to give you just the whole history of it because it's endless. This teaching's endless. It would be almost like, I remember when I was coaching and when I had to get my high school to teach in high school, you had to take these tests afterwards. And one of my minors was history. How do you take one test for all of history? You know what I mean? I don't want to give you a test on the whole Bible, you know, or all of history. And that's how I kind of felt. It's overwhelming if you don't go and spend time with God on, God, where do I start? This is huge, but it's going to be clear. Why? It's a revelation. Ah, that's what that was. Are y'all getting this? And so thank God, it doesn't matter how long it's been. So while I was teaching covenant and the legal system in the courtrooms, y'all remember that? This is how it came about in my spirit. And I was talking about how God is judge, and he's not an unjust judge. I mean, he is a just judge. And there is an accuser, and there is a courtroom, wherever it may be. And that accuser comes, the devil, and he accuses morning and night. And as I was teaching that, the Lord said, but I have given you the power of repentance. Y'all remember that? And I heard in my spirit, you don't have to, you get to. And then I learned that repentance, when you look up that word in the Greek, has nothing to do with emotion, but it is a very legal term. So God said, you don't have to repent, you get to repent. Now, the reason why I knew that and I was ready to hear that is because I understood covenant. God, when he is in covenant with you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, you get in covenant with me, you can sin. Now, he ain't going to break that covenant because you're sin. Are y'all getting this or not? Now, he said, I made man to choose. And I didn't ever tell any man, I didn't make any man get born again. They didn't have to. Everybody say have to. They got to. He said that's the whole principle to everything.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589. Or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.